I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Armenia has called for international intervention to prevent ethnic cleansing in Nagorno-Karabakh days after Azerbaijan seized control of the territory in a military offensive. Addressing the General Assembly in New York, Armenia's foreign minister urged the United Nations to send a mission to monitor the rights of the ethnic Armenian population. Ararat Mirzoyan said Armenia had been pleading for such a mission for the last 9 months.
The chronology of truly devastating developments in our region come to prove that the issues cannot be addressed merely with statements and generic calls. Armenia has repeatedly warned the international community about the need for concrete and practical actions, including the dispatching of a UN interagency needs assessment and fact-finding mission to Nagorno-Karabakh.
Pope Francis has celebrated Mass at the end of his two-day visit to Marseille, a trip he used to highlight the issue of migrant and refugee rights. Sasha Schlichter reports.
Francis entered the Velodrome Stadium aboard his Popemobile after being driven at walking pace in the open-top vehicle through the streets of Marseille to receive the greetings of residents waving Vatican and French flags. Hours earlier, closing a conference of bishops and young people from around the Mediterranean, the Pope fearlessly waded into the Europe-wide debate on migration. "Those who risk their lives at sea do not invade," he said. "They look for welcome." And he warned that the Mediterranean risked turning from the cradle of civilization into the graveyard of dignity.
During his flight back to the Vatican, Pope Francis suggested to reporters that some countries are, as he put it, playing games with their arms commitments to Ukraine. A Vatican spokesman later clarified the Pope's remarks. He said they were a reflection on the consequences of the arms industry, that those who traffic in weapons never pay the consequences of their choices. London's police force says an increasing number of officers are stepping back from firearms duties after a marksman was charged with the murder of an unarmed man on Thursday. Firearms officers from other forces are being deployed in London as a contingency measure. With more details, here's Ellie Price.
The Met Police has confirmed senior officers, including the Commissioner, met firearms officers in recent days to address concerns they have around that decision to charge one of their colleagues with the murder of Chris Cabber. The 24-year-old was shot in Streatham Hill last year through the windscreen of the car he was in. A spokesperson said many officers were worried about how the decision impacted on them, on their colleagues and on their families. A source has suggested more than 100 officers have temporarily handed in what's known as a ticket, in essence their right to bear arms.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Ugandan president, Yoweri Museveni, says airstrikes have killed an ADF rebel commander along with other members of the Islamist group. Mr. Museveni said intelligence showed the raids carried out well inside the neighbouring Democratic Republic of Congo a week ago had killed Mehdi Enkelubu. In June, the group was blamed for killing 42 people at a school in western Uganda. Ethiopia says it's begun another round of talks with Egypt and Sudan over a controversial mega dam it's building on the Nile. The Ethiopian government announced the completion of the fourth and final filing of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam earlier this month, prompting immediate condemnation from Egypt, which relies on the Nile for 97% of its water needs. Ukraine's military intelligence chief has claimed two Russian commanders were badly injured in a missile strike on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in occupied Crimea. Krylo Budanov said Friday's attack in Sevastopol killed at least 9 people. Here's Danny Eberhard.
Ukraine's special forces say the strikes were timed to target a meeting of the leadership of the Russian fleet. Neither source has provided evidence for their claims, which have not been independently verified. Russia's top official there said debris from a missile shot down by air defences had fallen near a pier. He's also tried to calm residents, warning people to stop sowing panic and, in his words, delighting our enemies. It's clear from his post on social media that some in Sevastopol have had problems accessing bomb shelters.
The French rapper MHD has been given a 12-year prison sentence for murder. He was found guilty of involvement in the gang-related killing of a 23-year-old man in 2018. The victim was knocked down by a car belonging to the rapper, then beaten and stabbed to death. MHD's lawyer said the case was based on rumour. And that is the BBC News.